This hour of Phil Hendry is brought to you by Dynapep Micro Energy Shot.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Are you blonde?
No, but I love
it. We run errands, we eat, we play with the kids.
We think I'm a fun player.
We're trying to get them filled back up, and we really strongly believe they should be up.
Outside interests. I always love to give anybody the benefit of the doubt.
I saw a man expose himself.
I forgot he was black tonight.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and through the looking glass we go, going places other talk shows only wish they could go. This is radio for patriots by patriots. And listen, dial up the Patriot line right now, 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-7445. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier about Charlie Sheen, the actor, son of Martin Sheen, star of Two and a Half Men, the star of a great many motion pictures as well, and currently a guy who's been in the news quite a bit because of, one might say, aberrant or unusual social behavior, or perhaps it's very usual for certain kinds of people, people who are either, I don't know, in the entertainment business, or people who are celebrity types, or just people who are mentally ill. We're going to find out from Doug Danger this evening what his take on this is. 877-876-7445 is our number. And don't forget, we're online at philhendryshow.com with our new Phil TV look. And check it out. It is an enhanced view. In fact, our radio show is a radio show that's already interesting to look at. We now have a multi-camera special effects, darn near HD with our Phil TV cast. So check it out at philhendryshow.com. We'll get Doug Danger in here in just a moment, but Charlie Sheen is the topic of conversation here. Send me the Charlie Sheen material, if you wouldn't mind, Jace. Bud, you grab that audio. Robert, you just stand there and do what you're doing.
All right.
And really what we're dealing with here is a guy who has been in the news recently because of his relationship with his employers. He's not done talking, by the way, amid a very high-profile series of interviews on Monday that managed to upstage post-Oscar buzz. The Two and a Half Men star showed no sign of slowing his media blitz against the producers of his top-rated television show, Two and a Half Men. Television crews came and went from the actor's hilltop home, which he has dubbed Sober Valley Lodge, the setting for segments scheduled to air on Access Hollywood and NBC's Today Show. He also held court on Tuesday with Howard Stern, discussing his clash with producers over his personal life and his lengthy extracurricular career as a Hollywood playboy. Sheen told the Associated Press he wasn't satisfied with an agreement by Warner Brothers Television to pay the men crew for only half of the 8 episodes canceled when producers tired of their stars' off-screen antics. He called it a start and said his efforts are, quote, paying off, but declared, I won't sleep until I get all 8. I don't care about me right now. I care about the crew. He told the AP he planned to keep up his media blitz until the show's crew was paid for the rest of this season's shows. We're going to get some of this Charlie Sheen audio up on the board for you here. So he was doing Howard Stern. He was on the Today Show. Here is on the Today Show this morning. It's Charlie Sheen telling reporter Jeff Rosen that CBS and Warner Brothers need to pay the crew and cast for all 8 episodes that were canceled, not just the 4. Here is Charlie Sheen.
Good. It's a start. It's a start. I won't sleep till they get 8. And then I'm going to work on my cast, and I'm going to work about myself last.
Do you think because of the pressure you're applying, they're getting paid now?
Well, yeah. Who else is applying pressure? John Cryer, Angus, anybody? Nobody's applying pressure. No one's doing anything. They're just sitting home, like, waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, well, they're sitting home, dude, because you called somebody Chaim Levine. You thought about that one? Here is, what's this next piece of audio? I can't read your writing, man. Number 2, Charlie Sheen, media blitz continued. Can't read it.
We run errands, we eat, we play with the kids.
We think of fun plans and execute them.
Yeah, we watch.
Do me a favor, will you, Jace? Put that in legible form, please, and send it to me again. Thank you. This is obviously Charlie Sheen with his wife.
We run errands, we eat, we play with the kids.
We think of fun plans and execute them.
Yeah, we watch movies. I watch a lot of Two and a Half Men.
Did you love his kids? I mean, do you love
Are you
him?
Kidding? I was just up there with him right now. Bob was like, I didn't want to put him down. I'm like, they're like, they're calling you. I'm like, I don't want to put him down. And he's like, can I come? He's like, okay. He's like, bye. Saying bye to the...
No, Bob gets it. If you say dad's busy, he goes, okay, dad got busy. You know, he knows.
Is this pretty normal? I mean, are you pictures of the kids on the fridge?
I mean, aside from the days when we sit there with the old palm fronds and fans.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't run with that.
All right, those are two porn stars. It's not his wife. Why would I think that that was a wife? Here is cut number three, Charlie Sheen, Media Blitz. He says that he is who he is. Take it or leave it.
I am grandiose because I live a grandiose life. And I'm tired of being aw shucks. No, that's not me. But yes, that is me. Thank you for recognizing it, and I support it. What's wrong with that? For years, there were actors that I thought were so arrogant and so completely full of themselves. Now I look back on some of that, and I go, wow, they were just uber confident, you know? They were just projecting an image that, they believed to be true. Mm-hmm. Now I get it.
All right, here, this interviewer, Jeff Rosen, reviews some Twitter comments about yesterday's interview, including some that called the actor an ego case, and here is Sheen reacting to those.
Wow, I don't come from a place of ego. And, you know, what does this guy say?
Somebody said, what did Charlie smell like? He looks disheveled and sounds like he smokes a carton a day.
Yeah, good, great, whatever.
Does that hurt you? Does that hurt you?
No, it's sad for them. It's like, get a job, anyone? Charlie seems manic. I'm sad for his kids. I'm sad that you have time to write about this, and you might not ever have kids. Because you all, obviously, if you... I don't even want to get into it. It's so silly, you know?
One person, one woman did write, I agree with him.
Well, she's awake. The others, you know.
All right, here is Sheen asked whether his family has reached out to him to offer their support.
Yeah, they tried, but I said, you know, I'm not ready. I'm not interested in your rhetoric right now. I appreciate your love and your compassion, if that's what you want to call it. But no, I'm not. I'm 45 years old, and I'm not interested in people treating me like a 12-year-old.
Even your own father?
Yeah, my own dad. Man, he's gnarly. It's Captain Willard. I mean, come on, you know. Greatest film ever made, but...
What?
But it's a different dialogue, you know. He's on a different channel, and that's all right. He's entitled. But I just sort of evolved beyond it.
Speaking of his dad, here is Martin Sheen, the father, giving a rare interview about his son Charlie to Sky News.
He's an extraordinary man, you know, and he's if he had cancer, how would we treat him, you know? The disease of addiction is a form of cancer, and you have to have an equal measure of concern and love and lift them up, and so that's what we do for him.
All right, so there you have that, folks, and we did take some time to play all of that audio for you. You need to get the full taste of Charlie Sheen. Now, you know his television show has been canceled. It was put on hiatus, meaning it was put onto a, I think that they had canceled the rest of the season. They hadn't necessarily canceled the series. But here's Doug Danger, who is a interviewer, rather entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. And, you know, I don't know why we care about these things, Doug, but we do. And he's a celebrity, and he's interesting. And now he seems to be sort of, in my opinion, he seems to be rubbing our faces in it.
Well, Phil, right now, let me just tell you what I know. I know you have your philosophy. I know your audience has its philosophy. Let me tell you what I know, and let me tell you what I think is really happening here. In fact, I know this is what's happening here. As you know, I've been writing for the Orange County Courier now for some 15 years. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and so I come from a place of real honesty. Charlie Sheen, you know, CBS has made a big mistake. I think anybody who knows the real story here knows that CBS has made a huge mistake. They've fired a big moneymaker for them. They have taken an individual who is a very talented guy and essentially have said, we don't like you saying certain things and we don't like you acting a certain way, even though this man's one of the most accomplished people in the history of the medium. And if you take an actor, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and what I mean by that is if I can see, if you take an actor like Charlie Sheen, and you put him up against the average person. Well, he is head and shoulders above the average person, not because he's a better person, but he's achieved more. So when a man has achieved more, you have to look at that and say he is deserving of a wider area to operate in. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can see that. I can see that this guy needs a wider latitude. He is at the very top of his business. He's going to get even more successful. He's in many ways, Phil, he's a role model, I think, to a lot of young people.
All right, now, just stop right there. You mean he's a role model in what way?
I think, well, Charlie Sheen's a role model in the paradigm of the American male. I mean, here's a guy that's handsome, he's got money, sex, he's driven, he's powerful. He is very powerful. As a matter of fact, I have no doubt that he's more powerful than the people who told him that his TV show is no more. I think deep down we've got a lot of parents out there that want their children to emulate Charlie Sheen. I think it's probably something they're not going to admit to because of the fact that he's a Hell's Angel. He's the guy that we want to be. He's the guy that we see going down the road on a Harley Davidson with the big colors of an outlaw motorcycle gang or what have you. And there is a man in a car on that freeway who doesn't say to himself, "Boy, I wish I had that life. I wish I was that free." I think that's Charlie Sheen. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can relate to that because I'm not straight, so I'm not tied to a traditional marriage in that way. And I think CBS is going to lose viewers. I think CBS is going to lose advertisers. I think CBS is going to lose goodwill. And I think that people tune in to see this man break the rules. And as a role model, I think people tune in to see what he's going to do next.
All right, you've said a lot there. You've said he's a role model. You've said that people want to be him. The reaction to Charlie Sheen has been one of, there are people who are distasteful. You know, there is distaste. There is the feeling that he's mentally ill.
He's an unusual guy. I mean, you know, it's a tragedy in America, especially more than any other country, that when someone is eccentric or unusual, we call them mentally ill. Charlie Sheen hasn't hurt anybody. You know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I want to make that point. And yeah, and I haven't heard anybody say this. Charlie Sheen hasn't hurt anybody.
His behavior got a TV show canceled. There's crew members that are out of work. There is a cast that's out of work. There's there's hundreds of people that are affected by the cancellation of that television show.
CBS canceled that show. Charlie Sheen didn't cancel that show. CBS.
How are you supposed to act to a guy who is saying Chaim Levine?
What did he say? He said, "Chaim Levine."
It was obviously an anti-Semitic slap.
Well, you know, look, he said that he meant it as a joke. And let's be honest, that you can't turn around in Hollywood without bumping into, you know, a guy that's Jewish. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I'm a member of a minority.
All right, well, let me ask you this. How would you feel if somebody started knocking gays that way?
What do you mean?
What if I said something along the lines of, "Well, you know, Doug Danger, the producer of our show, little Marianne, you know, getting into his pink pajamas."
Well, you wouldn't do that. You know me, and I know you. You wouldn't do that because you know that I would react. I mean, I would react directly. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I would react to you directly.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'd probably walk up to you, give you a chance to take it back, and then it'd be on.
Well, what about, okay, so, but the point is, you know, so you respond to me with violence, but the point is, you know, I insulted you.
Right, you insulted me. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but you can't turn around in Hollywood without bumping into, and I say this with the greatest of love in my heart, Phil, without bumping into a member of, you know, the tribe of Abraham, you know, friends of Abraham. So,
And how am I supposed to take that comment?
What do you mean?
Well, that sounds a little condescending and disparaging.
Oh, there's nothing condescending. Charlie Sheen was making a point about the fact, here's another one, Chaim Levine, and, you know, they're all over the place.
Well, to me, that's a slam. That is a bigoted remark. And no wonder he got the show canceled because of that. I mean, look, there are guys that have gotten shows canceled or lost their jobs over less, you know.
Like who?
Oh, you know, Doug, before you were even in the newspaper business, we had guys like Al Campanis, and we had people like this. He was the general manager of the Dodgers. Is that black people couldn't swim?
I'm not saying that Jews can't do anything.
Well, it's the same kind of comment.
Well, look, I think what is happening here is a complete lack of understanding of what Charlie Sheen is. Charlie Sheen is a superstar. Charlie Sheen is a superstar, and they want this guy, just as he said, to toe the line and to be like a lot of American men, quiet, calm, meek. That's not Charlie Sheen. See what I'm saying?
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. Let's take a break here if you want to call and give your opinion about Charlie Sheen. There's Doug Danger saying that Charlie Sheen is a he's a superstar, and CBS has made a big mistake, and Charlie Sheen is heroic, and Charlie Sheen could very well be a good role model for your kids. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Back here with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier here on the Phil Hendry Show, and we're talking here about Doug Danger, or excuse me, we're talking to Doug, and we're talking about Charlie Sheen, an actor who has lost his job, and I dare say he's lost the job of a lot of people, okay? He's a guy who had...
Phil, can I just interrupt you for a minute here?
Okay.
He hasn't lost anybody's job. Charlie Sheen is standing today, I think, as an example of a successful man. And we don't like successful men. I mean, you've got a lot of people in America right now who are, they need a scapegoat. There's a lot of losing going on in America today. We got a lot of people that are out of jobs. We got a lot of people that don't have enough money. We got a lot of people. You know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I wrote about this last Sunday in a column. I said, look at all the losers, and I'm not singling anybody out, but look at all the losers we got in this country. Of course they're not going to like Charlie Sheen. You know,
you're trying to make this, though, into Charlie Sheen's a winner, everybody's a loser, and that's why they don't like him.
That's pretty much what we've got going on here. Okay? Now, this is the type of man that fathers and mothers want their sons to be. He stands up to injustice. He's headstrong. He's smart. He's successful. People are going to stop watching television. And my job as an entertainment writer, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and this is why the Orange County Courier hired me, because I have an ability to look at these things and speak to them honestly. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I am telling you that Charlie Sheen was the engine driving CBS, and they suddenly, because their pride got in the way, decided to kick him into the street. This guy's a big story.
Well, you know, he's made himself a big story.
How do you figure that?
How do I figure that?
Are you trying to tell me another? He went out and tried to make headlines?
As a matter of fact, that's what I think he did. He went out and tried to make headlines. He made himself a big story by going out and obviously getting the interviews. I mean, he called the Today Show back. And the guy is a drug user. The guy visits prostitutes. How is this guy a role model?
The guy is honest, Phil. And let me tell you, he is a television and movie star, so they are different. They are people that are in a very high-pressure business. They're people that are in a very high-pressure kind of profession. And as a result of that, they need, like I say, a little bit more elbow room.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Ron in Boston. Go ahead.
Hey, I don't know it yet, but I guess you're on the air with a gay man and a gay journalist. You can say it 150 times. But
I didn't hear you, sir.
What did he say?
I didn't hear it the first time when you said you're a gay man and a gay journalist. What's that have to do with anything? Number one, and the same Charlie Sheen.
You got a problem with the word journalist, gay journalist.
Yeah,
you
don't get your message. But the whole thing about Charlie Sheen, he's got a wall block.
Because you don't know how to pronounce it.
He may be.
Okay, right. We've got the point.
Whatever. The whole thing to me is not a role model. I mean, he's a drug addict. I mean, he's just put people out of work. He's anti-Semitic.
He's a drug addict.
You're going to beat up Phil if he makes a gay statement, but he can make an anti-Semitic statement, and it's okay. I mean, that's a total contradiction, sir. You can't turn around the same thing with the Jews in Hollywood. There's a gay guy in Hollywood every time you turn around. So...
Well, how do you know? You're in Boston, and you guys don't like Jews back there anyway.
Whoa. Hold on for a minute.
This guy's making comments about anti-Semitism. All I'm saying is, Charlie made a joke about a guy that's a friend of his. There's Jews in Hollywood.
And there's gay guys in Hollywood, just like this man said.
Exactly.
How many of them own studios? How many of them are running studios?
I don't know. Maybe a lot of them. And there's a lot of gay directors.
Well, I'm just telling you right now. I mean, I'm not going to stand for it. But Gene was talking about a friend of his.
And I'm a friend of yours, I thought. All right, thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Charlie Sheen, is he actually a powerful man? Is he actually a role model? Is he actually somebody to be admired? Doug Danger thinks so. What is your opinion? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
You're a gay man. Welcome back to the program, the Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger, who is the entertainment writer of the Orange County Courier, and we're talking about the Charlie Sheen, whatever you want to call it, you know.
The Charlie Sheen story.
Okay, the Charlie Sheen story. And Charlie Sheen, you're telling me and you're telling my listeners, is a role model. Now, please explain that.
All right, I'm going to explain that. And I want to explain one other thing. You had the guy call in from Boston and said, how dare I say, I am not an anti-Semite. I'm saying that Charlie Sheen said, Chaim Levine. Look, most of America, especially Phil, and you know it as well as I do. Most of America, especially this time of night, probably under, well, I better not say. I don't think it's a big deal if Charlie Sheen says something about Levine this or Levine that. Okay?
Meaning what? We got a lot of anti-Semites listening?
I'm just telling you that it's not the number one thing on anybody's plate in terms of what they're going to be concerned with. What people want is an example of a guy that wins. Charlie Sheen wins. And I'm really surprised.
Charlie Sheen wins at what? I mean, he's living with two hookers.
Look, again, where do you think? We're not talking about a guy that's the president of the Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about a movie star. Now, here is a guy, in America today, we consider a man powerful if a man has sex appeal. We consider a man powerful if a man is able to be driven. And is able to have not only sex appeal and is driven, but is a guy that's got a career that he makes a lot of money at, a guy that has a job that he makes a lot of money at, and a guy that is able to direct a course of events. All of these things Charlie Sheen is. And CBS firing this guy is a big mistake. Now, he is a role model for young people.
How is the guy a role model, all right? He may be a role...
He's a role model, Phil, for young people who want to have power in this world, who want to have an ability to make a dollar in this world. We're in a country right now, Phil, it's flat on its ass broke. Okay, I challenge your listeners out there right now. Look at this country. Can't make a dime, nobody. You know who's making money? Charlie Sheen. Look at this country. People can't hold on to a job. People are out on the street. You know who's got a job? Charlie Sheen.
Well, no, he just got fired from his job.
Yep, guess what? You know as well as I do, he's going to get another one.
No, I don't know that. I don't know that at all.
Charlie Sheen, believe me, that guy isn't going to be out of work for very long. He's not going to be out of work for very long. Charlie Sheen is going to get a job, and he's going to get a job very, very quickly. And I can tell you right now, Charlie Sheen is going to be a star again.
877-876-7445 here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Doug Danger about Charlie Sheen. I haven't heard of this guy being a role model, and I certainly haven't seen him being an example to people.
Look, his audience know that he got railroaded by producers. The audience is on his side.
What audience?
The audience that knows his work. Charlie Sheen's audience is on his side. He's popular because we look up to him. He does what we wish for. We could do, if our kids grow up to be like him, we'd be better off in society, to be honest with you.
But so if our kids grow up to live with hookers, if our kids grow up to be drug addicts, if our kids grow up to be...
You're concentrating on all these negativities that you think are so essential, Phil. He's popular because we look up to him. He does what we wish we could do. He does things that the rest of us can't do. He does things as a man that the rest of us can't do. He has the, you know, he's a headstrong guy. He sticks to his guns. That's what we want. That's what we want our kids to do. That's what we stand up for. And I think that the audience in America out there, the television audience, I think the radio audience, I think they know that. And I think this is why Charlie Sheen has become, as I mentioned, one of the most popular TV and movie stars around. And your audience knows that. The television audience knows that. The movie audience knows that. And I think they've made a really, really big mistake at CBS.
Well, I guess we're going to find out sooner or later, because the guy is out of a job.
He's out of a job, but he's not going to be out of a job for long. I'm telling you right now that everybody that's cutting Charlie Sheen out is making not only a huge mistake, they're making themselves look like an ass. The people at CBS are going to look stupid. These people that got upset with him because of this Haim Levine.
You know, I don't understand how it is that that a guy like Mel Gibson can go do this and do that, and he gets leaned on, although he's still, you know, he's got a gig, but or he's got gigs. But still, you know, that the hateful things that he said, I mean, that was in the news, and that made a lot of headlines. Charlie, and frankly, other people, prominent people in the news. But Charlie Sheen comes out with this Haim Levine thing, and it's that people throw it away, you know.
Because he was talking about Jews, and
well, Mel Gibson was
talking in terms of the entire race. Okay, Charlie Sheen was mentioning one guy, and if you'll excuse my language, Phil, this is sort of, you know, but he was talking about one douchebag. Okay, and
so he was talking about one douchebag Jew.
He didn't say douchebag Jew.
No, he said Haim Levine. Okay.
You know, just because you know how to go, you know, how to do that, I don't know what you call it.
What?
You know how to go, fine, however you do that, does that, you think that makes you, like, you know, you understand Jews? Because
no, it doesn't make me understand, just, I'm pronouncing it the way it's supposed to be pronounced, all right? Look, I could wear a pair of pink socks, it doesn't mean I understand gay people.
Wow! Wow, is that homophobic?
How's that homophobic, man?
Pink socks?
I was thinking of Nathan Lane in the Birdcage movie.
CBS is going to go under, and we won't have anything else to watch without him. America will turn away from TV out of disgust. That's what I'm talking about. He went after one Jew. That's permissible.
That's permissible. 877-876-PHIL. Good luck. Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger talking about Charlie Sheen. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
You know, yesterday I said, this Charlie Sheen story was happening, I said, you know what, it may be something that people like to see on TV, but I don't think it's got any critical mass. And I was right. And I understand that people tweet about it, and I understand, but, you know, whatever it is that people are talking about when it comes to Charlie Sheen, Doug Danger, he sure didn't know what it is, or what it was, or what it am. Whatever it is that's going on out there in America, when it comes to Charlie Sheen, man, we brought the wrong guy on the show tonight. If there's any critical mass about Charlie Sheen, if there's anything that people are talking about, we got the wrong guy on the show tonight to try to guide us to that point. I don't personally, to be honest with you, care, but then I'm in the media. Every day of my life, I'm seeing some story about somebody or something, right? I mean, I live my life sifting through this garbage. And about 90% of the stuff that you read every day, folks, that they will tell you is not news. It's just something that some guy who calls himself an editor put up on the wire because he doesn't know what else to put on the wire. He's as clueless as you and I. Some people will say, well, Charlie Sheen isn't news. Well, yeah, he is. Because, like I said, the news is the intersection of what's interesting and what's important. Who decides what's important? Ultimately, and I was going to say you and me, but really we don't. We don't decide what's important. Who decides what's important is generally an editor someplace. By the time it gets to us, somebody else has already made the decision it's important. Now, we may not read it or care about it, and then that guy adjusts his opinion. Charlie Sheen, whether you're interested in it or not, or I'm interested in it or not, is all over the place. It's the news, right? But it's very hard to gauge what people think. I think that we look at him and we say, what a waste, you know, what a reckless man, what a crazy man. I think we look at him and we say, well, this guy is a train wreck, you know, or he's an automobile accident or something. But at the end of the day, it's pretty interesting to see just how far this guy's going to be able to go before he blows up, you know, before his head flies off or something.
I think the guy's going to go in like a nut house or something.
You one would think that. But when I listen to him talking, I hear a really egotistical guy, if you will, or perhaps a manic guy, but I don't hear a guy that's on his way to the nut house. What I do hear is a guy who has been towing the Catholic line all of his life, and somehow, somewhere along the line, he just sort of, you know, reacted to it, said no. He didn't want to do that anymore. And, you know, that's where that's at. I mean, this, all this stuff started when he was beating up a hooker or something?
Yeah, he didn't beat up a hooker, but he snorted a whole bunch of cocaine.
And he was shouting the N-word, and he was doing lots of drugs. I guess he's really proud of that, and who knows? Maybe it's something to be proud of. I hope he doesn't wind up like, you know, 90 million other guys. I can do anything I want. I can do it as much as I want. I can do it as long as I want. And, you know, we find him in a parking garage laying someplace, you know, under his car. But it all started with a moment of excess, I think. And then it just sort of spiraled into this, oh, well, now he's got problems on the TV show, and it looks like the TV show, and he are splitting. And now we got this. There ain't no TV show left. And now he's saying that he's the savior, and he's coming to the rescue of these cats that work with him, you know, the criers and the rest of them, and he's saying, and they're not helping me at all. I mean, that's a guy that is, he's beyond simply being reborn again as a man with confidence. That's a cat that's just stone blind megalomaniacal. I mean, nowhere does he see that what he did caused a lot of those problems.
I mean, you know, you're preaching to the choir, man. Everybody agrees with you. You know, Doug Danger, on the other hand, nobody agreed with that guy.
I don't think anybody took Doug Danger seriously, in my honest opinion. Who would? Bunch of stupid stuff that he was saying. Role model. All right, well, Mr. Sheen, good luck to you. In any event...
Well, what are you saying, man? Good luck to me. That's all I get.
I'd like to see, you know, I hope Charlie Sheen doesn't go away. I hope he stays in the news. I want to see how long this guy can actually walk upright. I'm not kidding.
What do you mean?
I'd like to see this guy continue. You know what, Charlie? If I could follow you around, man, for like week after week, I'd just watch you do all the drugs that you say you can do. I want to watch it happen. And when you slack off, I'll say, nope, come on, keep going. Come on, cut out another line. Let's go.
Like, see him not doing a line of crank or something like that.
How about that? How much meth do you do, Charlie?
You think he does meth?
No. No, I do not think he does meth. I think he does coke. I think he probably smokes heroin. Might even tie off every now and again. Smokes a lot of weed. Drinks a lot of booze. I don't think he's necessarily a meth freak. But let's see, you know. Maybe he can get his kisser on that face as a meth.
Man, I'd love to see what he looked like after about 5 years.
I wouldn't. Oh, my God. All right, let's move on to another story because it's you know, I'm starting to, you know, want to go out and score.
You kidding?
Yes, I'm kidding. In the wake of a high-profile suicide of a gay Rutgers University student last fall, the New Jersey College will implement gender-neutral housing in an attempt to make the university more inclusive. 20 to 30 students will participate in a pilot program during the gender-neutral housing. 20 to 30 students will participate in a pilot program during the 2011-2012 school year, which will allow students to choose their roommates regardless of gender or sexual orientation. Three dormitories in New Brunswick, New Jersey, will be part of the pilot program. Students must apply to live in a... Co-ed housing can ease an LGBTQ student. What's that?
It's a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer.
Yeah. What do you mean queer?
Well, what else is Q?
Well, it ain't that. It's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and
quadsexual.
Quadsexual. What do you mean quadsexual? In any event, It can ease their fear of not being accepted by his or her assigned roommate, according to Joan Carbone, executive director of Residence Life, as she was talking to the Daily Targum, which is...
Daily what?
Daily Targum.
That my grandmother used to make that.
Your grandmother used to make what, Targum?
Yeah. Talk about sorghum? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sorghum, man, not Targum. In any event, this has been under discussion for a long time, university officials said in a statement. In the aftermath of this Clementi tragedy, who was the poor young student that committed suicide, members of the university's LGBTQ community told the administration that gender-neutral housing would help create an even more inclusive environment. Tyler Clementi jumped from the George Washington Bridge in September after two other Rutgers students allegedly videotaped a sexual encounter between him and another man and posted the video online. Boy, that's about it. I don't know whether it's ignorant, cruel, or both. Maybe this outcome, you know, the two guys that videotaped that sexual encounter, both of those guys are probably well in the closet.
Man, you always talk about a guy being in the closet, he's homophobic.
I'm just quoting Harvey Milk. Hey, he should have known, because he got killed by a guy that was so deep in the closet. I don't think anybody realizes it today. So this poor boy jumps from a bridge after somebody videotapes him and another student, and they post it online. Maybe the outcome would have been different if he'd been able to choose his own roommate. Instead, he had to choose these douchebags.
What's LGBTQ?
I don't know, bud. Why don't you look it up? LGBTQ. Rutgers Junior, it's queer.
It is queer.
Yeah, that's what Jason just said. What does queer mean, anyway?
I think queer with being gay. No, queer means if you're gay, but you're like real gay.
You're gay, but you're real gay. You know what? I don't understand that.
Well, I know, really. Like, if you're gay, but if you're like swishy.
You're just guessing, man.
Queer's identifying as part of the gay culture.
Queer is identifying as part of the gay culture. So if you march in the Halloween parade in West Hollywood?
Well, I mean, a lot of straight people do that, you know. But if you...
Yeah, if you wear assless chaps...
If I wear assless chaps.
Well, not you.
No, I know, but that's what you're saying?
Yeah, in the queer parade. I mean, not the queer parade, but the gay parade.
I don't want this to be an excuse for you to be using that word. You understand?
Yeah.
If you wear assless chaps in the Hollywood gay parade.
Yeah, I mean, if you're down, if you dress up like one of the three women in the Brady Bunch, okay? You can be queer as a political label without labeling yourself gay or lesbian.
I don't know. I don't understand. But in any event, Rutgers Jr. Ryan Harris, you can be queer but not be gay or lesbian. Man, I don't get that at all.
I think it's something where you got to be queer or gay or whatever to understand it.
Yeah, I guess so, man. Rutgers Jr. Ryan Harrington said the student body has been pushing for gender-neutral housing for years, and most students are happy with the university's decision. These are adults. Anything that can help. It gives people more options, and it makes people feel safe in their own living environment, he said, adding that the issue is especially important for transgender students. By the way, I came across a quote. And I never would have come across this quote had I not been given the one of my favorite presents of all time. It was given to me by Brian Glicklick 3 Christmases ago.
I know what it is.
What?
It's the New York Times headlines.
It's the front pages of the New York Times on CD-ROM. And I never would have come across this had I not had this CD-ROM of New York Times front pages. And I came across one... The front page of the New York Times, and it was for 1970 or 71. Earl Warren was still the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. And it said, Supreme Court overrules Virginia's. Now, if you are, and I'm not indicting you, but if you're a person that doesn't believe in gay marriage, please listen to this. It says, Supreme Court overrules state of Virginia's marriage law. And Earl Warren said, of course we overrule the, that was our decision, and of course we did, because equal protection under the law in the Constitution means you cannot keep people from marrying each other because they're of a different race.
Oh, that had to do with race?
Yes, it was black-white. And he said, and naturally that would make it unconstitutional. There were 15 other states in the year 1970 that had laws prohibiting whites to marry blacks.
Yeah, it's probably, was it a black guy marrying a white lady?
No, bud.
Yeah, man.
It was actually a white guy married to a black woman. That was the test case. Well, what we've been saying all along about equal protection under the law, and I've been saying it at least, I don't know about anybody else, applies equally in the case of gay marriage. Now, you don't have to be against gay marriage to be a conservative. You do not have to be against it. You can be conservative and be in favor of it if you are a constitutionalist, a strict constitutionalist, if you will. Equal protection under the law, meaning people have a right to be protected equally under the law, gay people, white people, black people, when it comes to marriage.
There are no conservatives going to be in favor of that.
Maybe not, but I just thought I'd lay it out there. We'll be back here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Wisconsin lawmakers face recall for their stances on the budget bill. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.